Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on November 11th, 2010. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call. I'm going to invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. We have a toll-free number. We're going to make use of it. It's a metered line, but I'd like for people to call in. If that's an inducement, an encouragement to do so, it's 888-773-4496. Now, if you're calling from a cell phone, and it doesn't make any difference if it's toll-free or not, you can call and you can save me some money by calling 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. Now, you can email me anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton-Associates.net. In his weekly newsletter, his monthly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. I would also like to remind our listeners that you can subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Liberty Talk Radio is now also available via iTunes for your listening convenience. Good morning, everyone. This is going to be a relatively short, hopefully, short broadcast, maybe about 30 minutes or so. And what I wanted to talk about is more about philosophically where we are. Last week, we had a gentleman as our guest, Paul Jacobs. Here is a man of principle. He doesn't waver. He doesn't capitulate. He stands on principle. I admire the man because what he says, he does. And if it cost him, it cost him. He almost went to jail on principle. He almost got locked up for years on principle. And good thing the Supreme Court thought that the case was ridiculous and trumped up and it was thrown out of court. And he fights for our freedom. He's from Virginia, and he fights for our freedom here in Oklahoma. The man is a true hero. We should emulate him every way we can. I can't even approach to what he has done. But my point being is not to talk about one particular individual, but to talk about us as a people. I read... that now the Republicans are considering extending the unemployment benefits for the 99ers for another 26 weeks. Now, they said that they wouldn't do that, but now they say they would do that provided that the Democrats could find $5 or $6 billion that they can cut from the budget so that there would be enough money to do this, to extend the unemployment benefits. Folks, therein lies our problem. There's the problem, and this is what people are not facing, is what we are doing correct? Is giving people unemployment benefits the right thing to do? Well, people say, well, we can't have the family starve, they're out of work. But think in a free society. Forget about, there's no government. Forget about government altogether. And you are working. This is where we have this full sense of security. Now, you get a job, right? And you're making average money, whatever that is. I mean, enough to get by. And you think that maybe you want to get married. You'd have to really think hard and say, well, can I afford to be married? Now, if I get married and I marry a woman who's a career woman and works financially, that's to my advantage, just from a financial point of view. But if I get married and my wife and I have two or three children, and she has to at least stay home with them for a while, the burden is tremendous. I mean, we have to make these decisions for ourselves. The same thing with jobs. If we have a job, we all know, everyone who has a job knows that someday they could be laid off. Now, assuming there's no government now, I know this is very, very tough to do, but get government out of your head altogether. You have a job, and if you lose your job, you're going to be in real deep trouble. Well, there's things that you do. Well, first of all, you reduce your overhead while you're working. Now, you don't wait till after you lose your job. You reduce your overhead. And by reducing your overhead, you may increase the amount of money that your disposable income. Now, what do you do with that disposable income? Well, you can do a couple of things with it. Well, the first thing you should do is save some of it. Invest some of it. Right? Some of it, you may be able to go out and you want to buy insurance. Now, there would be companies that say, look, if you have this insurance policy, an insurance policy, and you pay $25 a month, or whatever the case may be, we will cover, if in the event that you lose your job, we will provide you with a paycheck for, you know, X number of weeks or months, whatever the case may be, depending on how much you want to pay into the thing, you know, so much for so many weeks. Now, what's the problem with that? I mean, why do we need government? I mean, companies would be more than happy to do that. They'll take your money betting that you're going to die or not die. I mean, we do this all the time, and it's perfectly legal. But the thing is, it's voluntary. It's something that you choose to do, and you know exactly what you're getting for your money. You're paying $25 a month, and should you lose your job, you'll get paid X number of weeks, X number of dollars. Very simple. You paid it. There's a company that's profiting by it, right? And everyone's happy. You know, if once you don't find a job within the prescribed number of weeks, you get no more money. The insurance company doesn't say, well, you know, Joe, you're a hell of a nice guy, and I really think you should get a little bit more. So we're going to take the money from this other guy who's paying in his insurance company, his insurance premium, and we're going to give it to you. Now, if this other guy loses his job, he ain't getting squat. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know that, and I know that. So here we are. We have a system that can be so simple. You say, what about the people who don't do that, and they out in the street? Well, that's their problem. How about people who jump off cliffs? You know, am I going to go there and stop them? I mean, this is voluntary. This is a free society, and this is the problem that we have. Now, but this is really not my point. My point is, first of all, we don't need to have an unemployment situation like we have now, you know, the payments on unemployment. But if you have a principle where you say it is wrong to pay people not to work. Now, if there is a government program and you're paying in X number of dollars, you should know how many weeks that buys you. If they say, all right, originally it was 26 weeks. So I pay out of my paycheck, I pay so much unemployment. My FICA is part of that's unemployment. I pay that, right? And I know that's my forced saving. It's like forced Social Security. It is my money goes in, but that money only buys me 26 weeks. And that's it. After 26, it's over. It's gone. I know that. Everyone knows that. But that's all I put into it. That's all I get out of it. But the problem with a government program is you can have 20 jobs, get laid off of 20 jobs, right? And this thing, 26, keeps on rotating over and over again. You can be perpetually working 1 month off of 4 months, 1 month off of, you know. But an insurance company would say, hey, guy, you know, you have to stay steadily employed. You can't get employed, you know, get kicked out, and then you expect us to pay you for 4 months. Ain't going to happen that way. So it makes a person a more responsible individual, number one. But secondly, you at least maintain a moral ground that makes sense. You don't compromise on your morals. By these Republicans saying, well, you know, we're not going to extend them, it's not right. But if they can find, but the capitulation, but if they can find money someplace else, you know, we'll approve it. Well, that has nothing to do with it. Now, the problem is that we have the electorate is so screwed up. They don't know what to think. They literally don't know what to think. They go, well, it's bad for the people to be unemployed, and I want to help them out, and I think that's the right thing to do, so the Democrats are right. But, you know, geez, they've been on it now for 2 years, and how long do you go? And it's all wrong. We have to tell the people it's wrong. There's nothing right about it, nothing. If you paid in a small amount and it covers, that small amount covers 26 weeks or 15 weeks or whatever the case may be, that's it. But it's wrong for the government to force you to pay it in the first place. You may not want to pay it. You may want to put that money aside. You may have invested your money. You say, if I lose my job, I can handle it. I can live on my own. I've made provisions for that. I don't want to pay into the system. But what you are doing, if you're a responsible person like that, where you have something on the side, God forbid something should happen, bada-bing, bada-bang, bada-boom, you know, what you are in fact doing is you are paying for the irresponsible person. Now, why does the government do that? Well, the government does a very simple reason. Votes. They go, you know, if you vote for me, basically, you know, and you lose your job, don't worry about it. We'll pay you. You know, what stooge in his right mind wouldn't vote for that guy? And then that leaves the responsible person going, I got screwed again. Now, and you want to know why there's the Tea Party. I want to bring up the Tea Party because this emulates the Tea Party. There is, everyone's angry. They protest with the Tea Party, at least the more conservative people do, you know. And yet they're all over the page. I mean, there's no two people who are on the same page. Because we don't have the grounds. We don't have the moral grounds from which to protest. We're all protesting issues, you know, this, religion, God in school, all this stuff. We got all this crap. Instead of us saying, you know, the government doesn't dictate this. The government doesn't dictate any of this. If you want to do it, do it. But don't ask the government to participate in it. Because once the government participates in it, that means someone else has to give up something else. And since everyone at the Tea Party is thinking about something, is angry about something else, everyone's going to be paying in to somebody else's problem. And then everyone's aggravated again. But they don't understand that there's no basic moral principle grounds for anything anyone's doing. If paying unemployment insurance, and you pay a minimal amount, and you pay, and it's good for 2 months, or whatever the case may be, or 3 months, and that's it, it's over. There's no extension. But they should be done away, it should be done away with altogether. And once it's away altogether, bingo. That's it. It's over. What does a person do? The person has to be responsible for themselves. You know, I know people whose kids, I mean, they're wonderful people, but whose kids are on drugs, they're in jail, they're doing everything. You say, how do the kids get that way? Well, because the parents won't let them be responsible. Because when the kid gets arrested, they go bail him out. I told my kids, if you ever get arrested, I said, do me a favor, don't call me. Because if the policeman calls me and said, you realize, Mr. Cristiano, that your son can get 3 to 5 years, my response would be, do you have a 10-year option? My kids have never been in jail. Because they know I would be in jail saying, Your Honor, not enough years. It made them responsible. Now, if they knew I was going to go there and go to court and get attorneys and get them out, this and that, and bada-bing, bada-bang, bada, you know, they do it all over again. And this is what we do here. We have an irresponsible society, and we have a government that does not exercise what they call tough love when it comes to kids. And then everyone's screwed up. Everyone wants something. They don't know why it's wrong. But everyone knows everything's wrong, but they don't know why. I know why. Look what we're doing. Just think about everything that we do. Oh, extending the unemployment is ridiculous. However, we'll extend it if we can find the money somewhere. It has nothing to do with the money, you idiot. And this is what scares me about these Republicans going in. It's more of the same. Deja vu all over again. We're not going to get squat from these characters. None of them. None. And I'll bet we don't even get it from Rand Paul. I heard him once, and he capitulated right on TV. I was so disappointed. And this is what he said. When they asked about the war on terror, he says, well, you know, I don't go as far as my father goes. What do you mean you don't go as far as your father goes? What do you mean? You want to kill people halfway? What do you mean by that? You know, if I was a Ron Paul, I would have had an aneurysm when I heard that. How do you not go so far in war? You kill people partway? I mean, what do you do? What do you mean, not as far?
Well, I'm going to shoot you, but I'm going to ask the bullet to stop about 3 inches away from your chest.
I mean, what a stupid thing you say. It's so stupid, I can't believe it. When I heard that, he turned me off altogether. Don't like the guy. Don't like the guy. I like people of principle. If you say something, say it, and tell me, but if you disagree with me, tell me why you disagree with me. Don't say, well, I wouldn't go as far as that, you know. You wouldn't go as far as that. You're another idiot. I'm disappointed with every single one of them. Every single one of them. Not one of them will stand up and say, that's wrong. We are not doing that again. And I'll bet my political career on it. And go down fighting. Be like Paul Jacobs, man of principle. Which leads me to where we are today. We are not going to solve any of our problems. We are not. You take a big issue, a big one is a cap and trade. Big one, which they call now cap and tax. Now you can talk about it all you want. Is it right? Well, I got one question for you. Who's the biggest polluter in the world? Governments. And our government is the biggest polluter in the United States. Well, if there's going to be cap and trade and cap and tax, how is the government going to pay its portion, which is going to be the largest portion of that tax? How are they going to pay it? Think about it.
Well, the government's going to pay it, damn. You know, they're doing it. They're going to pay too.
Well, they have no money. That means they're going to take it from us. So we have to pay our cap and tax, right? We have to pay our portion because we have a car or whatever. Or we have a business that gets evaluated and has got to pay so much a month. But then we got to pay for the government too. Wait. Why is the government polluting? Military. It's mostly military. This stuff absolutely drives me nuts. There's no definition for anything that we do. No one wants to sit down and talk about the core issues. And I just 3 weeks ago, sat down with a guy. This guy says, oh, you're a libertarian. He said, I'm a conservative. I said, that's interesting. Can you define that for me? What's a conservative? He looks at me and says, well, you know, I don't really know. Isn't that stupid? I don't know. And I love when people say, well, I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal. What the hell is that? What the hell is that supposed to mean? They will not take an issue and discuss it because they have no idea why they feel that way. It just seems right. Like extending unemployment seems like the right thing to do. But no one wants to talk about the core issue because no one wants to think. And we can't think because our government school systems say you're not supposed to think, you're supposed to memorize. Memorize crap. And the crap that we give you is crap, but memorize it and get the hell out of school and be dumb and stupid and don't think and listen to the government. We'll take care of you. That's our country. That's the United States of America, folks. I can't, you know, I can't listen to anybody anymore. I can't. I just can't. I don't watch TV anymore. Not at all. Even the programs that I quasi, and let me say this, quasi agree with, like Fox News. I mean, even Glenn Beck, I agree with for the most part, but he's a wacko. You know, here's a guy who, again, you know, he talks about fiscal conservativeness and the debt and this and that, but we gotta accelerate the war on terror, you know? I don't understand him. If this guy would get religion out of his head, I mean, keep religion to himself, basically, say whatever he wants to do, fine. And he was a religious fanatic in and of himself, but he didn't force it on anybody else or project it on all the programs. And if he was not a war hawk guy, a neocon, you know, who thinks that we should go over there and kill all these terrible people and not recognize why these people want to kill us in the first place, but he doesn't want to discuss that. If you take those two out, the guy's pretty right. And he talks a good game. And I agree with him when he talks about the increased prices of food, the devaluation of the dollar. He's absolutely correct. Well, people say, well, I listen to Glenn Beck, you know, I listen to Fox News. But the problem with that is they're not thinking. Maybe 75% correct, but the other 25% goes down the road. And they don't know why. They go, well, I guess I got to agree with the other 25%, although I don't like it because, you know, I'm a conservative. They have no idea what they're talking about. You know, I read this one newsletter. The guy says, he says, I'm not really a libertarian. He says, I'm more an anarchist. I understand that. I understand what he means by that. Because when I say that, people go, oh, you're an anarchist. Oh, you want to go out killing people, running in the street, you know, no social. No, very high structured social order. Incredibly highly structured. A lot more structured than it is today. Today, we have chaos. Because everyone's doing whatever they want and then asking the government for permission. Or if they didn't ask the government for permission, they hope they don't get caught. That's our social structure today. We have kids can't think. Cannot think at all. Cannot think about anything. They can just repeat. Repeat what they say, and they use the word awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Man, it's awesome who won. Awesome, man. I hear that word any more of the time, I'm going to go flip. Absolutely flip. I mean, blood's going to be coming out of my eyes or something. Because they can't think. They just, man, it's awesome. They say, what's the right thing to do? And they say, well, I know as a result of taking that position, people will suffer. But then you got to ask, why are people suffering? Well, they didn't take care of themselves. Just like when parents don't prepare their children to be adults, to be on their own, when they don't prepare them to do so. It's a problem. But it shouldn't be society's problem. Parents should teach their children to be independent. Our government should teach us to be independent. And the way they do that is by preserving our rights, our liberties, and our freedom. But no, the government is like a bad parent, the worst parent. And we have someone on the line. Let's see who it is. Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joe. This is Jim.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. Thank you for calling in. I needed some help this morning. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. You were on a roll, and I'm a little groggy this morning, but you're getting me fired up. So,
all right, help me out.
Good to talk to you. You know, I just as a backdrop to all this, when you talk about the political pundits and listening to Rand Paul, and you know, we've had to endure several weeks of the political campaign and the election results, and where we you know, have an interest in keeping up on what's going on in the world, as you know, it's been agonizing to have to listen and endure all of the noise. And I think as a backdrop that Americans need to realize and accept the fact that the United States is really owned by a banking cartel, and until the owners of this cartel are, you know, sent packing, not a thing will change. They control both parties, and there's a when I listen to your rants, and I know you even joke about sounding like a crazy person, let me read a poignant quote from Dresden James, who I don't know. But he simply says, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will sound utterly preposterous and the speaker a raving lunatic.
Oh, Jim,
and
that's
so part, thank yeah. you for your broadcast, because you are the raving lunatic, and but in reality the one of the few voices of reason and sanity. So
thank you, Jim.
Enjoy listening to you, and obviously more importantly, enjoy our friendship.
Okay, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I gave your voice a couple minutes break.
Okay, I believe me, that's very much appreciated. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, Jeff. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, that was a friend of mine, Jim. And that was nice of him to call in. But, you know, he's right. He's absolutely correct. Anyone who talks anything about logical stuff is a lunatic. It's amazing when someone says, you know, what's your position? I said, well, I'm sovereign. I'm a person. I was born a free person, no matter where I was born. I don't care what the geographic boundaries you put around me. I'm a free person, and I should do what I please to do, provided it does not infringe on the equal rights of others. And everyone said, well, I agree with that. I said, well, then you're libertarian. No, I'm not. I'm a Democrat. You know, well, you know, they don't stand. They can't think. And it's a shame. And right, Jim is absolutely right. When, you know, you have these a package of lies that are interwoven over many years and slowly fed to you, it sounds like the truth. And the worst one is this war on terror. Oh my God, the number of people that are suffering and dying, not only overseas, but our soldiers who are coming back and are basically dysfunctional because of the war. I mean, my heart goes out to these guys. You know, we say, well, let's support your troops. You know how you support your troops? Get them back home. Get them with their families. Get them back into school. Get them to readjust to society and tell them, and we brought you home because there are going to be no more wars. We've had it. That's it. We're going to be a peace-loving nation. We're going to have a strong backed dollar that everyone in the world would want to own. We're going to stay here. We're going to, our defense is not going to be an army. It's going to be the militia. In other words, everyone in the United States is responsible for defending themselves and their country. Everybody. Every man, woman, and child. We're not going to have any more aircraft carriers floating around, no more jets flying around. We may have some here in the United States for protection. We may have some national defense. We're going to decrease our national defense spending by $1 trillion a year. Just think about that. We're going to get rid of the government school systems. We realize that the parents are responsible for educating their children. How they want to do it, it's up to how they do that is up to them. We're getting rid of the Department of Education. We're getting rid of the Department of Offense, and we're going to return to a Department of Defense, which will only include one person. We will have no troops overseas telling other people what to do. We'll develop our own natural resources and our own businesses here at home for not only our benefit, but for the benefit of everyone around the world. We will be the country that everybody will look to emulate, to love. We will not fight a war on terror, because there will be no need to fight a war on terror. Because if you have to understand that once we leave the Middle East, once we leave places that are surrounding Iran, they won't know who we are. Those people won't know who we are. They'll hear about us, and anything they hear about us will be good. They won't want to bomb us or kill us. They'll want to be like us. That's what we're going to do. Now, why don't we do that? Folks, I have the answer to that question. And by the way, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I've been talking for a half hour now, except for one caller. And I've never stopped for station identification. This is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. You can call in, and I'd love someone to call in, 888. It's toll-free now, 888-773-4496. Now, 888-773-4496. Now, if you have a cell phone, it doesn't make any difference. You can save me some money by calling 646-652-4620. That's our direct line, 646-652-4620. Let me hear from you. I have another 10 minutes or so. And I said, you know, why? And by the way, this broadcast is being brought to you actually by Ranch Acres Audiology, a family hearing practice. My wife's audiology practice, and she helps fund the station, and we give her some broadcast time. She's at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wonderful person. If you're in the Tulsa surrounding area and you have any hearing problems whatsoever, you know, she's the person to see. Her name is Erin Cristiano, and the practice is Ranch Acres Audiology. Please look them up. If you have any questions about your hearing, give them a call. I can guarantee you, you'll be very happy because I'm on the air every week, and you can call me and tell me if you're dissatisfied and do irreparable harm to my program. I can tell you that. So I got to be very careful, but I'm confident to that. Thank you very much, folks. Well, you know, and we want to know, why don't we do what this maniac, as Jim said, I'm the maniac. I'm speaking the truth, but I'm the maniac because we're not accustomed to hearing that. Now, why don't we talk this way? Why isn't the government talking this way? Folks, the answer is so simple, it is disgusting. They don't talk that way because there's no money in it. There's no money in it. There is no money in peace. There is no money in individual freedom. People owning guns, for example, is a detriment to government. You know, if we didn't own guns, I think our government would be immeasurably worse than it is today. Much more abusive. People say, oh, we're wearing gridlock, you know, this and that, you know, we don't get anything done. Folks, more legislation was passed in 2009 than any other time in history. More legislation in 1 year. I mean, tens and tens of thousands of pages of legislation in 1 year. Folks, how many tens of thousands of pages of legislation do we need to get it right? You got to ask yourself that question. Is 500,000 pages of legislation, will that make a good society? When you look at the Constitution, you can probably fit the thing on a couple of pages. Very easy to read. And yet, that's all we need. That's all we need is because we are a free people. And we make decisions for ourselves for our well-being. Every decision we make is for our well-being. And every decision we make will most likely be very different than the decision someone else makes. It doesn't make it a right or wrong decision, but it's a decision we make for our well-being. It is not possible, it's impossible, ever to have a centralized government controlling that behavior. And that's why you need tens and hundreds of thousands of pages of legislation, and we don't, not only that we don't have it right, we're even further along than we were before. We're getting further, further, further from getting it right. But our stupid government school systems, and you know, the teachers are wonderful. They dedicate themselves, they work hard, they really do the best for the kids. But let me tell you something, they can't think. They just do not think. I've spoken to teachers and they have no idea what I'm talking about. Nothing. And the only time that they ever take a day off is when they want to protest for higher pay. I know because I have people in my family who are school teachers and dedicated people, more dedicated, you can't tell. But as far as, you know, economics are concerned and the school, the system itself and politics, they know nothing. I had a woman saw my T-shirt the other day, and she said, "Oh, it's Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt." She says, "Oh, you know," she says, "I need to become more political." I said, "No, you don't want to do that." I said, "You want to talk politics? Politics is just, I voted for so-and-so because he stands for so-and-so, and the other guy, Republican, Democrat." That's politics, and that's all noise. Politics is just to keep us busy, keep our eye off the ball, our mind off of what's really going on. I said, "I don't talk politics. I want to talk issues. What are we doing? What is our behavior? What should we do?" It has nothing to do with politics. I don't dissect things, whether it's a Republican decision or a Democrat or independent or whatever. Makes no difference. I said, "You never," just like when people come up to you and say, "Well, Joe, you're big in the stock market. I'm going to study the stock market." Said, no, you don't want to do that. I don't study the stock market. I don't know. I know nothing about it. I just want to know where we are. They say, "Who's your financial advisor?" I said, "Oh, I can tell you who he is. Ben Bernanke. I love the guy. I ever see the guy, I'm going to kiss him on the lips. I'm not gay. I guarantee I'm not gay. I'm going to kiss him on the lips. I love the guy. Because he tells me exactly what to do. Every time he talks, you don't see this. I know you don't see this, but he's winking at me. He tells me exactly what to do. Because every time he gives a talk, I make a lot of money. Yeah, I better financial advisor you can't get. In fact, I was at a financial investment place that I have some of my investments, and they wanted to sell me on this program that they had, you know, where, you know, they handle all of your stuff, you know, and they diversify your stuff. And they looked at us and said, "Well, Mr. Cristiano, you know, we can, you know, help you." He says, "If you would have had, you know, your account with us, it would have grown 21.6%. And most of them are down, actually, you know, from 10 years ago, whatever the case may be. You would be up 21.6%. And then they called up my account. And they say, "Oh, you're up 244%. See, because I don't rely on them. I rely on good old Ben. Ben tells me exactly what to do. You see, we don't have to be stock market experts. We have to realize what is going on. We have to start recognizing what is really going on. Is the extension of the unemployment benefits, you know, the right thing to do? No, it's not. It was never the right thing to do in the first place, never to give it out in the first place. And folks, it's exactly what I look at. Are we doing the right thing? If we're not doing the right thing, I bet against it. That's it. Very simple. A very, very, very simple print. I don't look at the P/E ratio, anything like that. Don't care. Don't give them. I've done very well. Make Ben Bernanke your financial advisor. I can guarantee you do very well. But we have to start thinking. It requires that we think, that we stop looking at things from a point of view that we try to understand via television. Because television, they're trying to sell you something. They're either very liberal, like MSNBC, or the neocons, like on Fox News. They may be right. Both stations are probably right 75% of the time. And the other 25% muddies up your thinking to a point where you can't think anymore. Folks, I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't think we are. I'll be honest with you. I don't think this time we're not. Now, I know doomsday is, "Oh, we've heard this before and we've had banking crisis." No, we have never had a situation like this before. It is the end of the road. We've shot it. That's it. We shot our gun. It's empty. It's over. No more that can be done. What we have to recognize is that the world has changed so dramatically, financially. Nothing really has changed. We're all the same people, and we're doing the same thing we did now that we did 4,000 years ago. But financially, it has changed so dramatically. We are living in the era of World War II. Those days are gone. Just like when we fought in Vietnam, we fought Vietnam as if it was World War II. It was guerrilla warfare. And it wasn't warfare. It was our occupation. We shouldn't have been there in the first place. Now they love us. We're one of their biggest trading partners. Unbelievable. I can't believe how could these terrible people that were going to, you know, increase communism and spread communism and destroy the United States, how could they be one of our best trading partners now? Folks, we just don't think. I'd like to encourage everyone to stop. Or listen, do me a favor. Listen to Glenn Beck and all those guys when they talk about all this crazy stuff, you know. But But when they do, listen to what they say and call this program and say, this is what I heard. And they have to say Glenn Beck. Could be anybody. I like Glenn Beck, by the way. He's very good. He's very good in what he does. I think he's just screwy when it comes to the war on terror and religion. And not that I'm against religion. I'm just against the fact that he interjects religion in all his stuff. You know, I think that's wrong. He keeps religion to himself. And call me with the way you think they think, because that's the way you think you're supposed to think, and then let's discuss it. Wouldn't that make a great program? So he said this. It sounds right. Why would you disagree with that? And then let's talk about it. And maybe we can start waking people up. People say, well, you know, maybe I should think a little, maybe I should start thinking instead of just listening. I do a lot of reading every day. I learn something every day. And sometimes I get, you know, I know when I have a good article. Because I get angry. I go, why didn't I think of that? I never forget the time there was an article by the Foundation of Economic Education. Foundation for Economic Education, actually. And they have a monthly publication that's fabulous. And the article had to do with people who are wealthy and say they want to start giving back. It was like 6 pages long on what a ridiculous statement that was. We hear that all the time. You know, people, multimillionaires, billionaires saying, well, you know, it's time for me to start giving back to society. Well, do you mean that you've been taking from society illegally and now, you know, you've got to, you know, this is your penance? You know, and it went on for about 4 to 6 pages talking about that principle. And I was angry because I should have thought of that. I just always accepted that. I accepted, well, you want to give back, and that's wonderful. No, it's not. But it requires that you really think. Because when you don't, you come up with decisions like, oh, we're against extending socially unemployment benefits, but if you reduce the thing someplace else. And folks, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. Oh, someone's on the line now. We're going to take this person real quickly, and I think I know who it is. Caller, you're on the air. We have about 1 minute.
Good morning, Joe. This is Adam from Atlanta.
Oh, Adam,
and,
hi.
I'm enjoying your program, as I usually do. I'll make my comments brief because I know you're running out of time.
Yeah, we got about 1 minute, to, 1 minute
Rand
to go.
Paul,
I'm sorry.
Rand
just,
Paul,
yeah,
I heard the same. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I just want to say we have 1 minute and we have to go.
Okay. I heard the same Rand Paul interview about the war, and as a result, I'm also suspect about some of his libertarian principles. And the only thing we can do is just wait for his voting record in the Senate. The same with Marco Rubio from Florida. It's a wait-and-see game. If they fail to live up to their ideals regarding minimal government, they should be relentlessly challenged for it throughout their term in office.
Absolutely.
And then just briefly on one... Mm-hmm. And briefly on Glenn Beck, the difficulty with mixing politics and religion, especially with one's libertarianism, is that sooner or later one's religious dogma is going to run head-on into their libertarian belief system.
Absolutely.
And at that point, something must give way.
Right.
And a choice is going to be made between one's personal God and someone else's personal liberties.
Right.
And that's why government and religion is always a dangerous mix. And that's it. I'll bid you well until the next show.
Thank you so much, Adam, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Bye-bye now. Well, he capped that off beautifully. And I think what we're going to do now is wrap things up. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. We would also like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding my motorcycle. You feel free, liberty, your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride in your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.